Welcome to the collision of comedy and the soul.
There's laughter in the air.
Better yet, there's laughter on the air.
It's the Darren Streblo Comedy Show.
Our mission is to make your listeners love your radio station even more. Give us an hour and we'll leave them laughing for more. And how do we do it? By delivering the best clean comedy stand-up performers in the country, like Tim Hawkins.
Old people cough when they're done laughing. Ever notice that? When an old person laughs, it slowly turns into a cough before you even know what happened. You see them do it like, eh, shoot, Jimmy, I do that. That's funny. I never know about that. I do that thing. That is good. Right there.
Michael Jr.
They try to tell me the California tap water is bad for you. I've been drinking the tap water since I moved here. I haven't noticed any problems with me. Not to mention, I've been drinking the tap water since I moved here. I haven't noticed any problems with me.
Leanne Morgan.
And then my baby child will be sitting in the bank. She'll be going, Mama, 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 Mama.
Jeff Allen.
My favorite question, we weren't married. I'm leaving the house with golf clubs on my shoulder, golf shoes in my hand, and every person in this room knows what she asked me. Where are you going? I wasn't married long enough. I looked at it, I'm going bowling, Columbo. By the way, if you're a newlywed, that would be the wrong answer.
Anita Renfro.
My husband has never, ever in his life been prepared for an argument. They always seem to spring up on him like he never knew anything was wrong. Is that if he stops talking, somehow the argument is over.
Cleto Rodriguez.
The promoter didn't even know how to say my name. How do you say your name? It's Cleto. Uh-huh. Well, look here, Julio. You got about 30 minutes.
Welcome to our little world of a lot of laughs. A lot of laughs. The Darren Streblo Comedy Show.
We chat with comedians so you don't have to. John Chris.
Last time I was at McDonald's. McDonald's, Darren.
Yeah.
The lady, after I order, she goes, sir, would you like to donate $1 to help stop childhood obesity? I was like, what?
Henry Cho.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm Korean. You know, my dad immigrated over here like 60 years ago. So my mother-in-law knows that, and the first time she ever met him, you know, she just screamed at him, "Hello, Mr. Cho!" And my dad's like looking at me. He's been speaking fluent English, you know, for 40 years, and he looks at me and he's like, what is she doing? And I said, well, she thinks she's speaking Korean. So,
K-Dawg. Snowflakes were gently falling from the sky. Just gently falling. Kind of like a Thomas Kincaid painting. People were abandoning their SUVs in the middle of the road, running and screaming. And he's just like, what?
Absolutely.
What?
That's how I got a new car.
We've got weekly show promos. We've got daily features. We've got unlimited voiceover support for the show. You got 5 pages of copy you need read? I'm your man. I'll mow your lawn. I'll give you my secret barbecue ribs recipe. You just put the show on the air. How? How do you put the show on the air, you ask? You contact my friends at Talk Media Network. They'll take care of you. You'll be taken aback by their kindness. Their friendliness will mess with your head. You will weep and lament the wasted years without them. You will.
The Darren Streblo Comedy Show.